But when you put the water to it, you hear it feel a little pop.
What do you call it when the wheel, when the tire
shrinks?
I see.
Yeah, you might not know it, but did you know steel yesterday was their wire fence? Our wire fence was tighter yesterday than it is today. You didn't know that, did you?
So the temperature, is that?
Huh?
Because of the warmth, is that?
Yeah, when the colder steel gets, and iron, the smaller it is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's enough temperature difference today that you might not notice it in the wire fence particularly, but it's not as tight today as it was yesterday. Well, that's the same way with this wagon tire or anything else.
How do you keep the wheel from squeaking?
Squeaking?
Right.
Greasing.
And what you use for that?
Well, we bought it, what you call axle grease. Now, way back yonder, and this is something that's told me now, just like I'm telling it to you. Way back yonder, why, I greased my tire. And that might be a big curiosity to you, is these two twin grandsons I got. You get this tire out of rich pine. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Did you ever hear of using tallow?
Using what?
Tallow. Huh. Beef.
Beef tallow.
Uh-huh.
Well, beef tallow wouldn't stay there very long.
I wouldn't think. But the tallow.
Well, now, since you spoke about that, a little beef tallow would help that tar. I thought if you run your wagon yesterday, and it wasn't nothing, that tar was just glazed on there and everything. But if you put a little tallow under that this morning, it'd hit it because it's already glazed in there. And boy, I bet
started going.
I bet it'd be my nail like a ball bearing out there.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anything else on the farm, like tar or grease?
Tar.
Tar or grease? Did you have any other use for?
Any other kind of grease?
Yes.
Well, not when we, back when I was a kid, we didn't know what motor oil and such as that was.
You never saw any oil, nothing but grease, is that?
Just grease.
Uh-huh. And when you saw wood for the fireplace, what did you call that thing that you put the wood in?
When you sawed it with?
Yes.
You said put the wood in.
Yes. Uh-huh. What do you have that looked like that?
I know what you're talking about. A sawhorse.
That's a sawhorse. Mm-hmm. And if carpenters use it and it looks sort of like this, what do you call that?
Well, are you talking about a miter box?
No, this is something that looks